Okay, good morning. We are in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Tav Kuf Nun Dalet. Okay, so we are on Yotet. Just one thing about washing. I'm not sure if we mentioned it, but washing your dishes. So it's in many places. Igros Moshe or Letzion say after Chatzos. That's the best time if you need to wash dishes. To do it after chatzos, and it's not a problem, even though if your hands get wet, because you need those dishes for the evening, or for the night, or for the day, for the kids, whatever. And same thing, rinsing off your meat and whatever like that for cooking for later, that's okay. We just prefer to wait until after chatzot. Okay. Yud Tet. Im chal tisha b'av b'shabbat, mutar b'kulan afilu b'tashmish hamita. So when it Tisha B'Av lands on Shabbos itself, so we know we push off the holiday of Tisha B'Av until Motzei Shabbos Sunday. So how do you treat Shabbos itself? Like we don't follow any minhage avelos on Shabbos. If Dvarim Betzina is a little bit of a question, but anyway, so when it comes to marital relations, he writes Mutar for everybody is Mutar V'Tashmi Shemita, right? Who's married? Mutar b'kulan, afilu b'ta. In other words, b'kulan means on all the chamisha inuyim. We don't keep anything for the five things. Haga, v'yesh osrim tashmish hamita. The Haga says there's a minhag of not doing marital relations on that Shabbos, if it's Tisha B'Av, right, the ninth of Av. V'chenu agin, and that's the minhag. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah and others, they point out that it's actually not such a great minhag, and they recommend not keeping it. Let's see, for example, where did we see? So, I'm blanking on it. Anyways, many do not keep this, they're not machmer when it comes to, they say, kover mes, right. The opinion of the Rama is based on the concept of keeping Dvarim Shebetzina. It compares it similar to a person who buries their relative during a holiday, during Sukkot or Pesach, and you have to wait for the whole holiday to start your Avelos. So even though you didn't start your Avelos per se, what we call Shiva, the 7 days, there still is Dvarim Betzina that one keeps until it starts. And, okay. And they point out, the Mishnah Berurah points out, the Magen Avraham, the Shla, and others, that certainly for the Leil Tvila, when she goes, that's the mitzvah of Onah, and certainly one should not be Machmer, and one should be with her husband. And, okay. And many say, the Gra and others, that always it's okay. Fine, let's go on. Chav. Ein she'ilat shalom lechavero. B'tisha B'Av. One does not ask shalom how his friends is doing with the word shalom on Tisha B'Av. That's the purest, simple translation, is when you're saying mashlomcha, using Hashem's name and the word of peace. A person is not in peace when they're in Avel, and including Tisha B'Av. So, now, Mishnah Berurah and others point out that one also does not say good morning. I won't get into all the examples, but once you start getting to words like hello, hi, that becomes different opinions or minhagim on the matter. But certainly everyone, basically everyone says you don't say good morning, you don't say, you certainly don't say shalom alecha, and or mashlomcha, we don't say. To say to someone, how are you doing? That's also, the general minhag is not to say those words also for the 7 days, not for here. And a quick hello or hello, hi. So many are machmer, but there are different opinions on that. So. Also included is you don't give presents to somebody. So you don't give presents because it shows warmth and friendship and Well, when a person is broken, that's not the. But what a person is allowed to do, you're allowed to help somebody. You're allowed to give them tzedakah if they're poor. You're allowed to bring them a meal if they're sitting shiva. Or there are certain things you're allowed to do, acts of chesed to help someone. It's called chayi nefesh. That's for sure mutter, but it's okay. It's just the extra presents to give to people. That's what we refrain from. Okay, so what happens if a person doesn't know? Let's say your friend walks in the street, it could be Jewish, non-Jewish, and they don't know this halacha. So if they don't know, and they get and they wish you, oh, shalom alecha, good morning, what's going on, how are you? Meshivim lehem b'safa rafa u'b'choved rosh. So you just respond to them with a solemn or a little bit of a sad look, serious. You answer them, you don't ignore them, that's not what you want. And the Mishnah Berurah says, and it depends on the situation, the kolafi anyan, you can just tell them straight out, you know, today is a sad day, it's a day of mourning, it's Tisha B'Av, so I don't greet you. And you can have a whole conversation. But the main point is, you don't answer back in the same jolly good morning and shalom alecha to you back. And if you explain or not, you just don't want to, you don't want them to be insulted. That's very important. You don't want them to feel like you're ignoring them. That's very important. Okay, that you see from the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, cites common sense. Tov. Kaf Bet. No, Kaf Aleph. Yesh mi she'omer, shelo yelech v'yitayel bashuk. Some point out, you shouldn't go walk around in the street or in the park, just spazzering. Kedei shelo yavo lidei schok v'kalut v'hitul. So it doesn't lead to laughter or levity or just joking around. We're supposed, it's a day for focusing and not losing sight of Avelis, right? Similar to someone who sits in their home for Shiva. The idea is just so that we don't take this off of our mind. And also shows a lack of respect for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Beis HaMikdash, or a deceased if they're an Avel. Okay. Kaf Bet. Whenever the minhag of a place is to do work, business on Tisha B'Av, osim, you're allowed to do the work. It doesn't mean you have to, it means you're allowed to. But makom shenagu shelo la'asot, in a place where the minhag is not to do any work, ein osim, it's aser to do work. V'chol makom, in every place, talmidei chachamim betelim. Talmidei chachamim, they don't work. They know better. Because it's a day to focus on avelis. That's the ratzon of Hashem. Whoever wants to make himself a Talmud Chacham in this regard is allowed to. You don't have to worry about people going to say, ah, he's the frum one over here, he's a gaivadik. You don't worry about that. That you're allowed to do. A couple of reasons. Number one, a lot of us are nowadays more learned and we're more strict. Also, by not working, it's not so obvious that you're, it's more of a passive act. So it's less obvious. So it's less of an inyan of gaiva. Besides, it's the right thing to do. Okay. Also, at nighttime one doesn't work. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Kaf. Second. Okay. Where are we? In the middle. V'afilu makom shenagu la'asot mutar al yidei ein yehudi. Afilu beveto. Now, in a place where the custom is not to work, the halacha still is, though, you're allowed to have a non-Jew do the work of bitzina. No one sees what's going on. And then you're allowed to have a non-Jew do the work for you. That you don't have to, that's there's no minhag against that, and it's not, people don't see. That's okay. Uperkmatia. Leharviach lihistaker, you know, business, buying and selling. B'makom shenagu lo la'asur lo la'asur malacha asur. B'makom shenagu la'asot mutar ele shememayit. The same idea. You want to buy and sell and make profit. So if it's in a place where the minhag is, it's mutter to work, then you're allowed to. In a place where it's not mutter to work, you're not allowed to. But even in a place where the minhag is, you're allowed to. It's not really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It's not what Chazal teach us. And you want to at least be memayit as much as possible. She'afilu mishenichnas av, Even already from Av, we know this. Mematin milisa velite, milisa velite. Already from Rosh Chodesh Av, we're supposed to try and be memayit. Okay. Hagah, you know. Yeah, I'll just point out here. The Mishnah Berurah points out also one is should not be. It's similar to business. One is not supposed to hire people to build in their house or do shiputzim. Even with non-Jews, because everyone's going to see them working in your house. I'll just point out, I didn't do any major research on this. You can look into it. Chazon Avadya writes that if you have a kablan who's a non-Jewish kablan, again, I don't know about shiputzim in your house while you're living there, not living there, but he says, he says you're allowed to, let's say you have a house and it's done by kablanut. You give him the job and then you basically walk away. Obviously, you get to pick the tiles and here and there, but basically you're out of the picture. It's a kablanut. It's his job. He has a certain amount. That's the deal. And then he can work whenever he wants. So in that case, he says it's mutter to let him work in your house. And since it's the custom in the country to let them work, you know, they choose their hours. It's bekablanut. So then it's a contractor. So then he says you're allowed to. And there's no maris ayin afsha milsa because that's what everybody does. The general is you hire a kablan to do these things. And since it's especially in Eretz Yisrael, he says for sure it's a mutter, but it's a mitzvah to build in Eretz Yisrael for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But he also agrees, for sure, if it's a schir yom, you hire him by the day, or if it's a Jewish kablan, for sure there's no heter. So whatever, we'll leave it as a tzarech yom. Okay. Haga, velo nahagu be'esra malacha ki'im ad chatzot. Now, the minhag is all, the esra malacha, Rama says, he's aware that the custom is it's usher during the morning and a mutter, or the night before probably, but it's mutters after chatzot. V'nagu lahachmir ad chatzot b'chol melacha sheyesh ba shiui k'tzat afilu ma'aseh hedyot. And the minag is not to do any work the entire morning, even for a ma'aseh hedyot, if it involves any kind of mental involvement, busyness. About davar she'ein ba shiui, but if it's something that's just, you know, Aladerech, and it takes no involvement, no real mental energy. So then, kegon hadlakas neros, or kshira, or chedome, muteret. You know, just to light candles so you can see, turn on the switch, tie a knot, tie a shoe, tie this, that. That's not a problem. V'lachalova peirot tov lasur ayde en Yehudi. Now, to milk your cows, preferably do it through a non-Jew, and nowadays through machines. If it's possible, if not, then you need to milk them. They need to be milked. Then it's okay. Okay. Kaf gimel. Umalacha davar ha'avid mutter. Now for work that you're going to end up losing money if you don't take care of it. We learned already by Chol HaMoed many examples. So he says, k'derech sh'amru b'cholo shel moed. Basically, look back at Chol HaMoed, and basically, it's a similar halacha over here. And okay, whatever, and everything depends on the situation as well. Each situation, fine. Kaf Dalet. Kora osa malacha b'tisha b'av. Now, the general rule is whoever does malacha on tisha b'av, and the Mishnah Berurah says even when it's mutter, and even after chatzot, kol shekein when it's aser and before chatzot. He says, the Shulchan Aruch writes, so then you don't get any siman bracha from that work, from the profit that you did that day. You're not going to get a siman bracha. You're going to lose it somewhere else, or it's just going to give you headaches. In other words, it's not mumlats to work on, not recommended to work on Tisha B'Av, and to remove your mind from thinking about the Churban and the Avelis that we're in. Okay. Now, the main issur, though, is obviously just to focus and to spend time, I don't know, sit down at the office or sit down on a job and working at it. If someone makes a quick phone call for business, that's not what, at least according to the Mishnah Berurah, that does not seem to be what the main problem. Okay. Kaf hey. Kol ha'ochel v'shote b'tish'a ba'av. Person who eats and drinks on Tisha B'Av, Ein Oreh v'Simchat Yerushalayim. He will not see the Simcha of Yerushalayim when it's built. The Chol ha'mid'abel al Yerushalayim, and whoever mourns over Yerushalayim, Zoche v'Roeh b'Simchata. Whoever is mourns properly, he gets to see, to merit and to see the happiness of Yerushalayim when it's built. V'Kol ha'ochel basar. Here in the Mishnah Berurah says, even the ones who are weak, and it's difficult for them, if the halacha says they're supposed to fast, then it applies to them as well. Okay, and he says, you know, all year long, no one really cares so much about the Beis HaMikdash. It's enough at least once a day, your stomach, it should be a little hard for you, and you should, it's okay if it hurts, and you should be misabel on the Korban Beis HaMikdash. V'chol ha'ochel basar osho teyayim sesam afsaket. So the last meal, the parting meal right before Tisha B'Av, anyone who eats basar v'yayin, which is mamash asr midin, af'alav ha'katuv omer v'tihi avonam al atzmotam. So Chazal applied the pasuk, and their sins should be on their bones. Okay, that's not a good thing. Okay, next. Tavkuf nun hey. Dinei tefillin v'tzizis b'tisha b'av. Aleph, noagim shelo laniach tefillin b'tisha b'av, shacharit velo talit. Shelo laniach, right? Not tefillin in the morning, velo talit. And not to wear a talis in the morning. Ela lo shim talit katan, tachat megadav belo bracha. But we do wear the talis katan, and we just save the bracha for later. So that's the minhag. I mean, a din, this is not a halacha midin, it's a halacha mitzad minhag only. That's the source. That, right, you still have to wear tefillin during the day. It's not like the first day of an Avel. This is just Tisha B'Av. The halacha is you do have to wear tefillin, and if you're going to wear a four-cornered baggage, you have to wear a tzitziot, no question. The strings, the fringes. However, the minhag is we save it for after chatzot. The other chamisha inuyum, those are also rak midin, so those you have to keep the full 24-25 hours. There's no, doesn't make a difference after, right? Sitting on the floor is a little different because again that's minhag. It's not one of the five inuyum of halachas. So anyway, so we wear the talis katan. We don't want to totally miss out on the mitzvah, but we save the bracha for later. And Mishnah Berurah points out, it's based also on the Midrash, there's a pasuk where it says in Eicha, in Gimel, it says Bitza Emrato. So there it's really referring to the Pshat is a Kadosh Baruch Hu saying that he's gonna fulfill his promise, his word, he's gonna keep his word, fulfill it to the end, and we're gonna get the Korban. But there's a Pidrash, it says Biza Porfila. And he tore his cloak, and that refers to his talis. And hishlich mishamayim eretz tiferet Yisrael, the glory of Yisrael, Klal Yisrael got thrown to the ground. And right, we know tiferet refers to tefillin. So that's the remez from the psukim where we abstain from the talis and tefillin. But again, it's a minhag, so you have to wear it, but we save it for after. Chatzot.
For fire is
it's a cloak or clothing, no?
It's the worm. It's also the word that's used for the snail that we get the.
Oh, really? Porfila is the name of the snail? That's the name of the snail? In what language?
Purple.
Purple? Okay.
Purple.
Yeah, not.
Porfiro,
and
the emperor's word purple.
Porfiro is from the word purple. Okay. Thank you for pointing that out. Also, emrato, imra is also, just so you know, the word itself means like the end. Either wool, or it really means the end of a garment. The stitching, or like the, not exactly, the hem. The end of a garment. The edge. Okay. So, some do say a bracha. On the talis in the morning, okay? It depends on your minhag. Right. Now, here, let me finish the Shulchan Aruch here. Uve mincha manichim tzitzit u'tfilin. And when do we wear tzitzis and tefillin? We still have to wear them. So the minhag is we save them for mincha. When we daven mincha, we wear our talis and tefillin then. U'mevarchin aleihem, and that's when we say the brachas. That's the minhag for everybody. The Ben Ish Chai and some others point out Midas Chasidus is to wear your talis and tefillin in the morning before you go to shul, and you say Kriyat Shema with them on, and then you take them off right away, and then you go to shul and you wear them again at mincha, just to share another custom. And what happened after Chatzos, the mincha time, is because that's when the actual Beis HaMikdash was set on fire. So why is it less? So what happens then, since that was the climax of the wrath and anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we reach our worst point, then that's when V'tam Avonech, as the Pasuk says, Rashi brings down, Mishneh Berurah brings down, because we get a kapara, by getting punishment, when it's the height of punishment, that's when we're getting our kapara. So and we get more purified. So that's why our neshamas get more pure when this, he quotes also from the Gra. So that's when, for us, we get more purified and things get, express myself? But anyways, I think you get the idea. That we get more purified and it's more appropriate to wear talis and tefillin, and hopefully we're getting closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Also, Chazal want us to be very optimistic. So we need to focus on the sadness of the day of Tisha B'Av and Avelus, but at a certain point, we have to focus on that now, we hit the worst, but now we're going to move forward and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now going to redeem us. Right? The famous story of Rabbi Akiva, we don't have to get into it, the fox, him with against the rabbis, do you laugh or cry? Okay.
So both.
Right. So we are doing both, exactly. But so you want to start being optimistic already in the afternoon. I think that's it. Okay, Mishneh Berurah points out, it's all the acronym, that you wear Rabbeinu Tam. Whoever normally wears Rabbeinu Tam, they get to wear it as well. And then there's a discussion, do you say the Parshios of Tefillin, the Dalit Parshios, so the extra two. So Mishneh Berurah points out you're allowed to. It's Kikori, but it's Kikori, one second. He says not to. Shalolikrot, right. He says better not to, because it's like reading the words of Torah, and Talmud Torah is Asar on that day. Some do say it's okay, the Kaf HaChaim points out. Some say it's all right, because it's like the Seder Ayom, if you say it every single day, it's kind of like davening. It's a drop docha, but it's not a real bakasha, it's not a tefillah, like we said earlier by other mizmorim, that we normally do say, korbanos and all those things, those are part of tefillah, so we say them. Here, these psukim, it's a little more dochak. So, but anyways, he says one should do like his minhag, but I think most don't. Bet. One more. Yeah? Okay, let's read this one. V'yesh mishinogishka v'leil tisha ba'av muta la'aretz u'meisim evin tachat rosho. Some have the custom to sleep on the floor. Some put their mattress on the floor, some sleep on the floor. Some put a stone under their head or under their pillow or take away their pillow. Hagav. We should make our sleeping a little more difficult, or a lot more difficult on Tisha B'Av. If you normally use two pillows, just use one. And some put a stone under their heads. Because the pasuk there says he took from the stone from his place. And also it talks about putting under his head over there, or next to his head. Also, it was there that he had in the chalom with the angels. Again, depends on your midrash, on this what happened. But there's also, he saw the angels, one of the midrashim points out, he saw angels each going up and down, each one connected the future four korbans, the dalar malchios. So in that dream where there was the Vayikach Me'avni Amakom, in that dream, there was already, he had nevuah of the Churban. So that's the remnants to the stone. Okay? Miu, who barat sheino yachol matzar, but if you're nursing, or pregnant, really, who are pregnant, so then, and it's difficult to be mitzar, eina chayavas b'chol eila, don't worry about all these things, you don't need to at least. V'imayit adam mikvodo me'ana mitishaba b'chol mad she'efshar. And everyone should be m'mayit in their honor and enjoyment and pleasures of the day on Tisha B'Av. And we'll just mention there is a machlokas regarding smoking. Obviously everyone should hold its aser to smoke l'chatchila, except for certain situations. But if you are going to smoke, is it a double aser because of Tisha B'Av machlokas? Yeah.
Regarding Tisha B'Av